Kurt, thanks so much for the time. Now that things are winding down for you guys, the regular season starts up here in a couple of days. Well, I'm curious how training camp was for you guys and having things back on track after missing out on last season.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the coverage of Red Dragon football. Preseason was it felt so good to be back on more of a normal schedule. It was good. It was just this is what we all love to do, players and coaches. And so it felt great. Preseason went as good as expected. Very competitive camp. Had a couple good scrimmages, and just tried to prepare as best we can for this opening game. We got a tough opener on the road at Wittenberg, so we just tried to focus on ourselves and keep getting better every day. And I think we did, and we're excited to hit the road tomorrow. It's going to be an early push off. We're going to be on the buses early in the morning, heading out to Ohio, but we're very excited to do it.
And were you guys able to practice together in the spring earlier this year?
We did, yeah. Back in the spring, we had to start kind of practicing in small pods, about groups of about 10 players or so. And then as spring went on, we built into team practices, and then adding some pads, and we ended up getting to full pads, and we did get a scrimmage against Hobart in the spring. So that was huge for us, just to. It had been so long since the guys had played football. So that was good. And I don't think we would be where we're at now in the fall if we hadn't had such a great spring as well. So yeah, yes, we did. And very happy that we were able to do that.
Yeah. I was going to ask, how important was that to, you miss out on the season of games, but you do get some work in, to make sure these guys still progress, this year.
Yeah. I think being a new staff, we're teaching the guys new X's and O's on both sides of the ball than what they had in the 2019 season. So just being able to practice those offense, defense, special teams, practice those things in pads, and then to put it into, it's one thing then to practice it against each other, but then to put it to use against an opponent, I think that really helped in the buy-in. It helped identify some areas that we need to, that we still needed to improve. And so there's no doubt that coming into this August, having that scrimmage and kind of contact experience in the spring, helped us to focus and try to improve where we needed to the most.
Kurt Fitzpatrick with us here on BTL, head coach of the SUNY Cortland football team. It seems like I've been asking everybody this question, Kurt, especially those who are coaches for college teams or high school teams or whatever, but what are some of the biggest lessons that you feel like you've learned as a coach during this crazy time? Because, I mean, for you especially, I mean, not having yet coached a single game at SUNY Cortland, I mean, I can only imagine what it's been like. So what are some of the lessons that you've learned as a head coach during your tenure so far?
Yeah, as I've joked with our administrators here on campus, I'm still undefeated a year and a half in to being the head coach at Cortland. Now, on a serious note, to answer you, I think the biggest thing that I've taken away and that we continue to stress to our team is that, don't take one day for granted. Sometimes I've thought back to my time as a coach, and you kind of wish the days away to get to game day, or you wish the weeks away to get to maybe a big game or a rivalry game or, whatever that you may have later on the schedule, later on in the season. But now we know what it's like to have the season taken away, all for just reasons, but we know what that's like to not be able to play. And so I think just the realization that, hey, let's stay in the moment. Let's enjoy every practice. Let's enjoy being together as a team. Because when we weren't able to do that, we missed it so much. So, we're going to be a football team this year that tries to stay in the moment and enjoys every practice together, every game, and just tries to make the most of it.
And how important in this process have your captains been, to help you out in the leadership front?
They're extremely important. They're the voice of the team. I rely on our captains to give me feedback from the team, and then also to push my message out out to the guys. It's been a crazy ride for them. You know, they've been, you know, captains now for 2 years. Normally you only get one trip around the calendar as a college football, as a captain. They've been a captain now for an extended period of time. And a lot of the time they're dealing with a lot of crises and stuff that's gone wrong. And they've had to kind of keep the team moving forward and with our eyes on the future. Our captains, Devin Smith, Paul Imperiale, Mike Bailey, and Bree Sagala, they have been, I mean, we wouldn't be the team we are without those guys and without their leadership and perseverance, because it hasn't been an easy year to be a captain, that's for sure.
I believe it. You mentioned your captains, and one of those names, obviously, is somebody who I just enjoy seeing his stats game after game, Devin Smith. I mean, you want to talk about a true baller out there. I mean, this kid has got so much potential. Like, what do you think that potential is for him this season?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Devin is a tremendous player. You know, and I've known Devin since he was in high school at Utica Notre Dame High School. One of my best friends was his high school football coach, Devin used to come to my football camps when he was in high school. So I've known him for a long time, and then playing against him for his first 3 years, you know, it's just. He's a pain in the butt to play against. He's an explosive defensive lineman. I think, you know, we're going to try to highlight him and put him in situations to help him be even more successful, if that's possible, than what he's been in the past. But he's just so consistent and plays with such an energy. I think it, you know, he sets the tone for our entire defense with the way he prepares and the way he practices every day. And so I think he not only makes our defense better, but he also makes our offense better by having to play against him every single day. So he's certainly a special player. I'm expecting a very big season from Devin.
And you mentioned it. We haven't seen you coach yet for this Cortland team in a game. So what can we expect when you guys take the field for the first game of the season?
Well, I think you'll see a team. I don't know if it's from me specifically or from the leadership on our team, like we mentioned our captains earlier, but you'll see a team that plays extremely hard. We have guys that play hard and give great effort. We've been talking all training camp about being a smart team and eliminating penalties that are, you know, self-inflicted. And so we want to play hard and play smart. And then I mentioned the togetherness and kind of the, not taking anything for granted. We want to be a team that plays hard, plays smart, and then plays together and enjoys being around one another. And my goal for our team is that when people watch us play, they see a team that really enjoys playing the game and playing the game with one another. You know, schematically, you know, football, there's a lot is the same when you watch a lot of, you know, there's only so many coverages you can run. There's only so many, you know, plays that you can run offensively and in the kicking game, but it's not about what play you call. It's about how you play. That I think is the most important. And so I think you'll see a team, this year, wearing red and white that plays hard, smart and plays together and has fun playing together.
Kurt, before we let you run, I'm curious if you can give us a lowdown a little bit on Wittenberg. I mean, obviously, historically, they are a really good program.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've missed out on, you know, football for more than a year. I'm sure tape is limited. I'm sure game plans have been changed, and players obviously have come and gone. So what's the game plan going into a matchup like this when you don't necessarily have that much tape, I'm sure, on them, and there's so much essentially unknown about the team?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's week one games in general, and every year week one games there's always a little bit of uncertainty because you don't know, even if you have tape from the previous season, you don't know what may have changed you know, in the off season or whatever. But this year especially, being that no one has seen Wittenberg play since 2019, knowing what their personnel is, you know, we know that they have some guys coming back from the previous season, but we don't know what they're going to run offensively and defensively. So we've tried to put the focus on us. It's not about as much about Wittenberg. We know they're going to be a quality opponent. We know they're going to be well coached. They're the second winningest program in Division III history. So they're going to be a team that expects to win. So for us, we've got to control what we can control, and that's being as fundamentally sound as we can be and being as prepared to execute our assignments against whatever we face.
Love it. Hey, Kurt, as always, we really appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. Go get them, and we'll definitely be chatting with you soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Nick and Dan. I really appreciate it. Go Dragons.